Tres, dos, Yakshamash.
Yakshamash.
Whoa. You know three different languages?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, I don't even know what you just said. Welcome to the Dogs of Browntown. I'm your elderly podcaster, Saul Trujillo. It got cold. It got cold.
Yes, I was going full Killers of the Flower Moon on this.
They took my land. Yeah. They tricked me and took my land.
I mean flower as in F-L-O-U-R.
I know what you meant, you fucking bastard.
Killers of the Flower Moon Pie.
Killers of the Flower Moon Pie. Welcome to the Dogs of Browntown.
Fillers.
I am your Native American elderly grandmother, Saul Trujillo. They took my land. And next to me is... The son of a bitch who took my land. And the next to him is...
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. I am Joel Jimenez.
Joel Jimenez! Welcome to the Dogs of Browntown.
As soon as he put on the native blanket, the animals came to him.
Hey!
You better be careful. He's going to use all of your body.
The spirit of the dog. See you later, dude. Well, boys, we were talking earlier. By the way, there will be lots of sounds. People usually think that this is a studio. It is not. We are outside, and it might rain. This is me. We have to shut this down
like
a baseball game.
It will now with that blanket you got.
And then, no, this is for when it rains. I got to throw the tarp out like a baseball game to cover the equipment. So I wanted to talk about something specific, and it's actually not specific. It's actually Hormos' birthday today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Hormos.
Thank you. Do you guys have a special birthday song in Iran?
Yeah, we have a happy birthday song.
Yeah, what is it?
Tavallud, tavallud, tavalludit mubarak, 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 tavalludit mubarak, biyosham morafut kon, kesad sol zende boshi.
That shit rips.
Wait, what the fuck were you doing with your fingers there?
I can't do the finger thing. Yeah.
What is it?
You were doing the thing. Don't tell me you can't do the thing.
Yeah, there's like Iranian men, like that are real men, not me and Armand, but like real men. Can do this thing where they like snap their fingers like that, and it's like a huge snap. Yeah.
There are two racist jokes that I said in my head.
Say it out loud.
I did not say it out loud. But what do you call them? The detonator cracks?
Fuck yeah.
You can't do them because you're not trained, baby. That's that shit you learn in a cave.
That shit you learn in a cave.
I'm sorry.
Welcome
easy.
Back to cave.
We're starting off
it's
fucking hot right now. Anyway.
Two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Aww. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
The wind blew out your candles. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah, I love tiramisu.
Yeah.
No.
Angie planned this. Oh, that looks good.
It does. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fuck
you.
That up after.
Thanks, babe.
You don't fuck cake. You eat it. All right? Don't
fuck
be fucking
up.
Gross. Oh.
Like this.
Thanks,
I know
guys.
You had a topic specifically, but this bringing it up, this the fact that it's even your birthday.
Yeah.
I just learned a fucking birthday song. I thought you were mosing me until he started to join.
Yeah, yeah. How the fuck do you know that?
He's Iranian.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew there was something that
but
I
But you're fine
about
with
him?
Two of them doing it, but if there's like four or five of them, I'm like, all right, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening? They're about to take
screaming.
Over this fucking apartment building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's all, yeah, well, you know, not me. I'm not saying that.
No, I will. I think the black box on 9/11, actually, they found them singing that song. They were like, the towers were the candles. They had to blow them out.
Wow. Oh, boy!
America is cake. Hey, satirical.
Satirical. Satirical, you bitch. How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm
the bad guy. Yeah, I did it.
So it brings up a great point. We definitely could talk about the topic earlier, but birthdays itself, mm-hmm. anything special that you celebrated culturally for your birthday? Like, because we would have... Mexicans are all the same. We're talking about park birthdays with carne asada and our uncles getting drunk. Is there anything specific? I'm curious.
No, I mean, we'd go to Chuck E. Cheese when I was a little kid. We'd go to Fuddruckers. Was my favorite.
I've never been
Rest
to Fuddruckers. Oh, I love what that is.
Fuddruckers is the best.
Yeah.
Doug, you would have loved it. They have your own squeeze thing of nacho cheese.
Hold on, let me get on my belly and go like that. Tell me about Fuddruckers.
Get your feet up.
Dog. Imagine, like, you can just squeeze as much nacho cheese as you want onto your plate.
Well, now the blanket's serving a purpose, dude.
Now it's like right there.
We got a teapot
like that nacho cheese? What?
We got a teepee for your pee-pee.
Oh my God. We lost a lot of lives. 9/11. During.
Yeah, we did.
Wait a minute. Wait, well, so Fuddruckers was just like a
Build your own burger, right?
No, yeah, it's a burger place. Like they give you a burger and then you go put whatever toppings you want on it and you can add squeeze cheese on it, or you can squeeze cheese over all your fries or put it on the side.
Sounds like you squeeze cheese on all everything you put on.
I would go get a burger and I would just cover it in cheese and eat the burger like that. And then I would have like a salad I would make, and as the dressing, I would squeeze cheese on top.
Wow, cheese salad.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was insane as a kid.
Do you like cheese?
Do you know the translation of that birthday song that you did?
Yeah.
What is it?
Tavalud, Tavalud, Tavaludit Mubarak is birthday, birthday, happy birthday. And then that repeats
tabalud,
a bunch.
Tavalud, Tavalud.
Dit Mubarak. Thing like Mubarak. Birthday, birthday, your birthday. Celebrate.
Why are the lyrics like new rappers?
It's not really like birthday, birthday. It's your birthday.
Birthday,
hype.
Birthday, celebrate. Birthday.
Yeah,
nacho
yeah.
cheese.
You
nacho
put a fucking
cheese.
Metro beat over that? It's pretty sick.
Fuddruckers music.
Come blow out your candles so you live to be 100.
Imagine Future saying this.
Yeah. Come blow out your candles. You can be 100. Blow out your candles.
That's so weird. You guys really limit yourself to how old you're going to get, though.
Yeah, they're like, we're not living past 100. Yeah. Like, not with all the kebabs we eat. Yeah. Like, we're going to die.
There's virgins waiting for you in heaven. You're not going to make it that long.
Okay. I think that's why Diddy converted to Islam. Was for the virgins.
That's the island he really wants to go to right there.
Wow.
I love how the sun just came out. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's because it's your birthday, dude.
Hell yeah,
happy
dude.
Birthday.
Yeah, Angie planned this whole thing with the cake. That's where she went to go. And you were like, when you yelled at her, remember? You're like, where the fuck did you go?
Where did you go?
My woman doesn't go anywhere without asking me.
That is what I said. That was word for
it
word.
It sucks when you guys both die and then you guys are like, oh, we're going to be in heaven together. Nah, you got your 42 virgins and Angie?
No, you only get those virgins if you like commit a suicide bomb.
Like Saul said.
Come on, baby. You know what I'm talking about. When you're ready to be the final Pokemon that you're going to be. When you've evolved.
I come off stage after having a bad set and you go, hey, at least you get your 42 virgins now.
Hey, there we go.
What if you get there and just 42 versions of Angie?
That'd be tight.
Yeah. That would be great, actually.
Who else had that the joke about like who wants 42 virgins? It's like some ugly ass fucking bitches.
Well, Dana Gould has a joke about that.
Yeah,
he goes, I don't remember sex with Dana a virgin Gould. Being the best sex you've ever had. Yeah, he's like it's hurdy, and then he's like, and the next day that's 42 on like calls. Like, why can't you just be cool? Why can't you just be cool?
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
So. Would you celebrate anything specific? Like, is there anything culturally for you? I don't want to assume because everybody has.
Is there a male quinceañera? Is there like a men become an adult thing? Or just mostly like we can fuck the women now, so let's celebrate kind of thing?
I don't think so. I don't think there's a male quinceañera at all. I think that's just a Jewish thing.
They I'm sure now in 2024, there's been a few male quinceañeras.
Yeah. Your 14-year-old son comes up to you.
Dad, can we throw a quinceañera? Like, fuck, whatever, Dad. I don't give a shit. I don't care. Well, and you could just, because if my son asked me for a quinceañera, I'm going to throw it the shittiest one ever. It's going to be like a stepdad through a regular birthday party. It's going to be paper plates. There's going to be like aunt that you don't want there.
I love paper plates.
Yeah. As big an adult fan. Now,
yeah.
I've got a stack of paper plates. That fuck the environment. I'm not washing these dishes.
Yeah. Also, is paper that bad for the environment?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
It's like it's paper. We plant more trees, we get more paper. Like, it's not like plastic. Plastic's
I don't
bad.
Recycle. I zero recycle. I throw aluminum right into the trash.
Well, I'm going to say with the amount of stuff you're using, it's probably fucking up the environment.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, you're adding to the plastic island. Oh, I'll make a whole nother island. Yeah, look at us. There's more land.
Your land. Yeah, we need land. Full.
There's more land. We just put all the hoarders on there and they're fine. They'll be fucking happy as clams. An island made of old shit? They'll be happy.
Give them metal detectors. They'll be occupied. We'll never
homeless
see
and hoarders. You just put them on this plastic island and then everybody's fine.
Homeless and hoarders. H&H.
That's what we should do. We should just ship homeless people to the middle of the ocean. be like, fucking all the plastic you want to collect, dog.
Yeah, but then they'll all swim it back to the land and then try to take it to the recycling centers.
That's good. That's good. That's what we want.
Just 40 homeless guys heaving and hoeing.
Just giving jobs to homeless people.
We see an island made of plastic bags. They see a Foot Locker.
Now I'm starting to think of something. We get a boat powered by like gerbil wheels, like little hamster wheels. Okay. Yeah, have homeless on them with a little stick of crack rock at the tip. And then we just have them, and we take them to, we clean up the fucking environment that way.
Yeah. Somebody coming up with an idea at least.
There's something. You know? I'm helping with
better
the
problem. Better than Joe
Biden. Are you chained to the fact that it's going to be Biden, Trump?
Am I chained to it?
Everyone's like, that's what it's going
to
be.
That's an interesting way to say it.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. People usually bums people out. Yeah. I was on a...
I'm voting for a third party though.
Of course.
Kanye.
I'm also
Kanye West, baby.
I'm also voting for Kanye.
Yeah,
my sway could be. My vote could be bought. There's gotta be a group of people that don't care, and you could just buy their votes. Like if someone paid me
$5.
Like, no. I think my vote could be. If you really want me to vote for Trump,
an eighth of weed.
No,
I'll tell you this. I paid regular.
Vote for Trump.
You want me to vote for Trump?
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
I could do it easy. Especially in California where your vote doesn't matter.
You know what?
Throw a vote to Trump. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
$500.
It depends how down I am, you know?
Except it's illegal to pay people to vote for you.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. You can't just hand people money.
I was going to start
a hand. I will say this. last week, a paid regular gave me $100.
Uh-huh.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I will defend that person to my grave.
That's how sad it is.
You deserve it too,
people.
Dog.
Yeah.
They give you a little bit of a crumb. You're like, I'll kill for you.
No. I just happened to walk into a conversation where another paid regular was paying someone for being on their podcast. And this other paid regular goes, I pay people too. And then he was about to give it to the person already getting money. And I was like, and right here, bam, right there. And I was
hell
like,
yeah.
And that was the day I got scammed. I was like down bad. That was like, my heart like skipped a beat.
Yeah.
It changed a lot.
Hell yeah.
And I'm back up now.
Hell yeah. The store is like that. I feel like you take a hit, then you come to the store, you're like, fuck, man, I need money.
Yeah.
And then somehow the store just fucking
I will say that I feel, and this could all go to shit tomorrow, but I feel like I've lived a very charmed life. Like, every time the shit's about to
like
hit the
fan. Like a semi-charmed kind of life?
Yeah. Do. But something catches me. Like, I've been very lucky where something happens where I'm okay, you know?
You're not a bad guy and you place yourself in, like, around... The store is a pretty positive place with good people. Like, yeah.
Store reflects whatever you bring to it.
You want to talk about the scam?
Yeah, sure, because I got my refund now.
Okay. So what happened was Joel was trying to sign up for an OnlyFans account. Right? You tell the story. Go ahead.
What?
I'm going to let that one slide because it's your birthday. No, I was trying to do my taxes. They got rejected because I didn't have a certain form for my health insurance. They told me where to go get it. I'm like, okay, let me call Covered California. I dialed one number like off, or I like searched like Covered California number, and I just clicked the number, and the real one was like 1402, and this was like 1420. Called, super sounded real, and then they're like, if you're under 30, press 1. If you're over 60, press whatever. And I got on. I go, hey, I'm looking for this form. How do I get it? They go, oh, let me pull up your file.
That's
right
how
here.
You knew it. You should have known it was a scam. Is I know. How quickly somebody got on the phone with you.
Yeah. That's true. But actually, it wasn't that quick.
No, they made you go.
Which is also real, yeah.
Oh, damn. That's
but
a
the
good
guy goes,
scam.
Yeah. Oh, I see right here. You have a deductible. You need to pay your deductible before we give you this form. And I go, well, how much do I owe? They're like, this amount of money. Over $399, under $401.
Our fans will not figure that out.
And I go, well, what's it for? And what did I do? Oh, it's just at the end of the year, you have to, your copay, you have to pay it. I was like, okay.
They're like just saying words. They're like, you won't know what these
are. And
words
I was like,
mean.
Well, I'm getting, I learned what my tax return was going to be. So I was like, fuck it. If I do this, I still come out on top. Did it. And then they send me a link to their website. I go on the website. And I'm going to get charged again the next month, the same amount. And I was like, what is this going to be every month? So I call back and the lady was like, did you want to sign up for a new plan? I go, no, he told me I had to do this. She goes, well, it looks like they signed you up for a new plan. Gives me the number, blah, blah, blah. I call back. I'm trying to get through. It won't work. And then it goes, you've called too many times. This number is blocked now. And I was like, fuck. So we start Googling. It's like yeah. people have issues with them. Apparently, they're a real health insurance thing, but it's a little, it's shady.
That's not that's not a real health insurance thing.
It's
that's
a company
shady.
That does set you up with health insurance, but it's like but they dog
trick
shit.
You, but they trick you into signing up for this other dog shit one.
And then I called my bank. I'm like, I think
what's
I got
the name
scammed.
Of the company?
I don't remember. I don't care.
Yeah,
I got my money.
On. No, yeah, put them you on should blast. Care. You should put them on blast and to help other senior citizens who get scammed by scammers.
Let's find out.
Do I have to have the same talk with you that I had with my mother earlier this year? my mother's 74 years old. I had to pull her aside. She got scammed for money too.
I think it was this email comes back from a place called Alliance Global Assistance, and Alliance is spelled with a Z at the end. So anyway, but what so I called. Fuck? So I called back.
Another hip hop company.
Yeah, I called back the next
Alizé day. Alizé Insurance.
I called back the next day, and there's this like very rude woman on the phone. I'm like, hey, I need to cancel this. I got like you guys scammed me into getting this. And like, I'm too passive. So like, my girlfriend's in the room going like, you need to tell me. And then the lady goes, sir, I hear someone in the room coaching you. They need to stop. And I was like, I go, that's my wife. And then whatever. Anyway, something I couldn't get
You know,
get
your
it.
Girlfriend was like, wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. Like, I wish that was my wife. No. But I, and then I called back. They go, you need to wait 48 hours. She's like, this is all part of the bullshit. They're trying to keep you from getting your money back. Then they were closed for Easter. Finally got a hold of them like Monday or Tuesday. Got two people that were like, okay, they transferred me. And then I was able to get my refund. But I think they just bank on you not doing that. Yeah. Giving
fuck
up.
That, man. Fuck. I'll wait for 48 hours if I have to. I'll put it down. I'll go to sleep with the phone next to it.
Yeah.
Hate that though.
So I got it back. Everything's good now.
Okay. I thought you, that's just a shitty company. It's technically a scam, but I thought you got like.
Well, he lied to me about getting that paper. Like, it was, like, false pretense, you know? Like, you know.
I've gotten some text messages from people that say, hey, and it's just a number I don't know, that says, hey, trying to figure out a good place to hike. Any recommendations?
Huh.
And I'm like,
no, but
that seems like a good scam. I'm not replying. I just ignore it. I'm like, if you have
the only time you're allowed to,
you should say my name. If they said, "Hey, Hormos," then I'd be like, "Who is this?" But if they're just sending out, a generic.
I get the fan page on Facebook. They're like, "Your Facebook account's gonna get shut down." Blah blah blah. This is fun for Meta. I go, "Nice try, Indian guy." I type that out. I type it out. I go, "Nice try, Indian guy."
That's a
rap. I try not to reply though, because then it lets people know that number is active.
Mm. Yeah, no, I
so
reply.
If you answer
keep coming
or you reply, then they know that number is a real person.
And here's some like kind of messed up advice. Reply to them. It's the only thing you're allowed to be racist to. All right, is either spam and third, you know.
Dude, IG was taking down all of my replies to this one dude. This one dude wrote on one of my jokes. He wrote, "This is the worst joke ever," and I just said like, "Thanks for sharing." Yeah. And then Shayna wrote like, "I love this joke." And then he wrote, "You have a terrible sense of humor."
Oh, I was with some trauma. Did I tell you about a fucking, when I was leaving for, like, it was last week, when I was leaving to go to potluck, Sheena and I was giving her a kiss on the way out. On the way out, we heard a big thud on the outside. And I was like, somebody throwing trash away. And then I opened the door to leave. And there's a fucking dog limping. There's blood all over the hall.
No.
There's like a white lady like, "My dog just jumped from the 6th floor." Oh, I was like, what the fuck? And the dog's just like, fucking that.
Fucked
I'm like,
up.
Jesus Christ. Then I call Sheena, and Sheena's already like, she becomes a wet nurse, but she loves dogs.
Wow. Yeah.
So she immediately just starts cleaning up the blood, and I go grab towels, and I go grab this chick's boyfriend. He comes down. He like grabs the dog. We give her like all like 4 towels to take the towel upstairs, and then like, we're just like mopping the floor with the blood. And I'm just, it just, when you said canine and like canine health insurance. And like now she's got like a GoFundMe because I guess the dog survived, but it broke like a hip.
Wow.
And so I'm going to donate to her GoFundMe.
You know, the saddest thing is now Hormos doesn't have anything to wrap his head with.
Use my towel.
it was like fucking wild. It's just,
damn.
But to like in that situation, like especially if you own a dog, like, dude, there's animal health insurance, and I'm like, man, it'd be wild to like get my dog health insurance, even though like if I didn't have my wife, I didn't have health insurance.
Yeah.
Like I care about my animals more than I care about me.
Well, the thing is like the hospitals have to take care of you even if you don't have health insurance, but pet hospitals
You're
don't.
Right. You're Boom. Right. It did make me think about like just in case my dog ever jumped from the sixth
that's
fucking
crazy.
Floor.
Yeah, that's the scariest shit.
Yeah.
Damn, what a
anyway,
so why
birthday.
Were you throwing hot dogs up to the sixth floor?
I just wanted to say hello to the dog. Yeah. I didn't think it was gonna jump. anything special you can do for your birthday?
We're gonna go to Pizza Bianco tonight.
Oh, and
then I got
that?
A spot at the store. It's like downtown.
Okay.
Near, you know where Smorgasbord is?
Yeah, I think I've heard of that place.
It's like
it's
right by Smorgasbord.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to eat that. Oh, but, I was saying, so this guy was like talking shit and he was like, this is the worst joke I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
to
Shayna, he was like, you have a terrible sense of humor. And I replied to him, I said, did I have sex with your mom?
Yeah, that Instagram's like a legend.
And they
say
took that shit down immediately.
Yeah, I let you say that.
So then I tried to reply, did I eggplant emoji with your m.o.m, you know?
Yeah.
And they took that down immediately.
Of course
they did. Yeah. You can't ask people
you
if
should
you
have
had
said,
sex with
I'm
their
your
mom.
Clearly, I am your father.
That's what I should have said.
That's more fun.
Darth Hormoz.
Having limited vocabulary.
Yeah, and figuring out a way to still get it in there.
Because sometimes you'll say something just way more mean and clever.
But I bet he just had this. I bet he just kept reporting whatever
he did.
I said. Yeah.
Yeah, of course he
even
did.
Even if I said, I'm your father, he probably would have reported
that. He was
that
ready. Like, those are people who suck. People who suck. Instead of just not commenting, and then I do it all the time. When I see something I don't like, I just go, don't show me this again ever.
Right.
Comedians I hate, don't show me this again ever.
Right.
I do it all the time. Instead of, why feed the algorithm and comment and help them? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this anymore. Yeah, I do it all the time. So, Pizza Bianco.
Mm-hmm.
But you said.
And then the store.
Like, and then the store. It's like, when did birthdays stop, like, mattering to you guys?
I think 21 was the last, like, important one for me.
Yeah.
You know? I felt like that one was important. 25, I guess. I don't even know if I did anything for 25, though.
Mm.
But, like, you know, that's the last one where you get to, like, rent a car now.
Mm. What about you, Joel? Do they still matter?
They don't matter that much to me.
I care every year, but I also, this year, I realized that I don't have to fall into the societal pressure of, like, feeling like I have to do something.
Yeah.
That like wrecks me
That's
sometimes.
Age.
I'm like, it's my birthday. I gotta, like, do something. And then I was like, why? I went to lunch with my parents. Korean barbecue with my girlfriend, chilled out.
Birthday. If what you want to do is nothing,
yeah,
I want to keep people hostage and make them do what I want.
Birthday. Oh, the worst.
Make them watch a movie that they don't care about that I love and shit like that.
People who like we're going. It's my weekend, birthday weekend. We're gonna do what I want.
Yeah.
I've hung around people
you're
like that.
You're like we're gonna watch this movie and everybody's like hating it and you're like no, this is the best part.
Yeah,
we're going to a Diddy party. I don't want to go to a Diddy party. Yeah. No, we're going to a Diddy party.
Yeah,
this is where he says I can't seem to quit you.
Oh yeah, that is
yeah.
Were you there? Yeah.
Broke Butt Mountain.
Yeah. Well, Brokeback Mountain is Hormoz's favorite hiking spot. He wanted
to
comment
back mountain?
Whoa! Easy. We're not climbing up a mountain. It's Wetback parking lot. All right. I don't know. I feel like as soon as you hit a particular age, I guess it was 21 for you. I guess it might have been 21 for me. I've stopped giving a fuck. Or maybe that's, I don't know. I feel like the more you care about your birthday, the sadder you are as a person. Because I don't, why look forward to
you're putting so much on that one day.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Like,
and then some people want their whole month. I'm like, oh, you must be suicidal. You must want to kill yourself. It's my birthday month. I was like, oh, you're on the verge of death.
Yeah, if you're saying, oh, it's my birthday month. Oh, dog.
Never let the party stop.
Better help.
It's like, all right, fucking, all right. Yeah, better help. You need a psychologist.
Man.
I just made it sad. Anyway, you guys like my Native American blanket? It's got the ghosts of children in it.
Yeah. When you pound it against the ground, you hear voices.
Yeah. It just plays that Diddy getting butt fucked recording.
No, I love it. I don't know. I was thinking about, those park birthdays. I had some pretty fucking banging birthdays, though. My mom worked at the zoo when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of zoo birthdays.
That's fun. LA Zoo?
Yeah, LA Zoo.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, me either.
Chuck E. Cheese birthdays, when you brought that up, those were the best.
DZ, Discovery Zone, remember that place?
Dude!
I heard of it, but I never went.
That place smelled like cheese. It was awful.
Yeah, and it wasn't even Chuck E. Cheese.
It wasn't. It smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And it's also like a fucking lawsuit in the making. Because
that plastic just smelled like dirty ass fucking hands and...
Yeah.
The play places.
Yeah.
Imagine COVID during that time. It just...
Obviously, I feel like, did you know there was a DZ Discovery Zone on Epstein's Island? Same type of same situation.
Well, that's what you call buttholes there.
Tenderizing the babies, I believe is what it was called.
Tenderizing.
Because, you know, you get smashed. You've never like hit your shit on at DZ Discovery Zone? Like off the fucking, you jump on a trampoline and then you like hit your arm or something?
I was pretty coordinated as a kid.
Oh, yeah. You needed that. I forgot about that. Mr. Skateboarder. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I fucking fell trying to put shoes on.
I was skateboarding. You were skateboarding.
I'm over here trying to do an ollie, put it on some Oshkosh shoes.
Yeah. I know about your shoe game.
Yeah. He's like, I was trying to tie my shoes. They're fucking strap-ons. Yeah, no, it's hard. It's difficult.
Fuck, man.
Earlier, you had a subject before we bombarded you with the birthday topic.
Let's keep talking about the birthday. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You're 38?
39.
So 40's coming. I'm 42. You're 33?
37.
You're 37?
Yeah.
Damn, wild. So you guys are approaching 40.
Yeah.
That was, thinking about it, I didn't really celebrate it much, but 40 was the last significant birthday.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember thinking when I was 39, I was like, you're 40. I just, at 39, I told myself I was 40.
Destination birthday for me is what
and
you're saying.
And I was
saying.
Like, I'm already 40, whatever. It's not a big deal. Then the clock strikes midnight and you're 40, and suddenly you're like, whoa.
You go,
I'm fucking 40. No. All this anxiety.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, part of it, I think, was 2022, right? So it's like, there's still like COVID-y shittiness around.
Yeah.
That made everything more anxiety. But I remember thinking like, oh, I've never been this anxious. At midnight when I turned 40, I was like, oh, I thought I was like already used to being 40.
Yeah.
But then you hit 40, you're like, oh man, that number 40 is old.
Yeah.
Because it's like the difference in your 30s and in your 40s is like, oh, like all the old people when I was a kid were in their 40s.
It's different though. I feel like we are a different generation of people. We're the first batch of people that are childless.
Yeah.
So it's like that, I don't have a child weighing me down.
Right.
That's why when people are like, oh, you're Mexican, but you're not like Mexican. I don't have like five kids and a woman who looks like me.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't have that.
20-something with kids.
Lucky. Yeah. 20-something
with kids is way more stressed
out.
Than 40 with no kids.
We didn't go to war. We had nothing. Yeah. We just had a couple fucking depressed, like a couple like
recessions.
Recessions.
Yeah.
A couple recessions with no kids. I mean, it's still not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad.
Recessions with kids is bad, but you're 38. You're like, I live off ramen. Yeah. I'm like, fucking, I wake up at 11 still. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people complain about recessions, we don't necessarily feel, we feel it in the market, like housing maybe, but it's like, food, when people complain about groceries, I was like, man, it's pretty expensive, but like, I'm not feeding kids.
Yeah.
I'm eating these Fruit Loops. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I feel like I'm going to do a destination birthday for my 40th. What are you guys thinking? Romania? We do a hostel. We kill a guy. You know what I mean? We kill a person. I think I'm ready to murder. Some people buy motorcycles. Some people, you know, they fucking, nah, we kill a person.
Wow.
Straight
out
up
with,
hunt
his
a person.
Wow.
What's that guy who lives in Romania?
Oh,
Count Dracula?
No. Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate. Go party with Andrew Tate?
Oh,
Andrew
God.
Tate birthday?
You think there's a Tate package?
We unalive Andrew Tate.
Sorry, that'd be so funny. I'm on a ride.
Go party with Andrew Tate, dude.
Why is that comment making me more nervous than anything I've ever said on this podcast?
The Andrew Tate package?
Yeah.
You're not trying to scream at a bunch of girls who've been fucking...
Nope. Maybe that's where Diddy
is. These are human trafficked women. Boo! You'll never go home. It's all mean. I'm ready to kill someone at 40. It's just different, you know. But I'm not gonna get extradited. I gotta go to a place where it's cool to kill someone, you know. The laws are fine.
Maybe North Korea.
How good was that? They fucking let you just shoot people down at the DMZ? Like, you trying to run from this government?
That would be so funny as tourism. You just go shoot one person.
Oh, you trying to go to South Korea for freedom? Not today.
Not today.
And some North Korean guy, 5 points. You did good.
5 points. And they pull out a stuffed animal. They hand
you. Like, oh, yay.
Oh, look.
It's a stuffed dissident.
It's a stuffed animal.
Oh, it's not even an animal. It's a real person that they stuffed.
He's the like, tax is made in China.
Oh, no. Well, that's what they get for being defectors, all right? And that's what I want to do for my 40th birthday.
Yeah,
destination birthday.
There's so much wrong with what just happened right now. I don't even know where to go. I'm going to just close my eyes, pretend like it didn't happen, and take a shower after.
I'm only kidding. Come on. Satire. yeah, I mean, for real, I think I'm just gonna do about like what I do every 40th. It'll be fun. I'll probably invite some people to a nice restaurant.
Yeah,
to be an adult.
Mm, yeah,
really have yeah, like I've
so
never
like
been.
Arby's.
Yeah, you guys should go to
finally
Arby's.
Get that Bloomin' Onion.
Get a couple beefy cheddars. You know, we're out in Hollywood. We can still do the North Korea stuff, but with homeless people. Yeah. All right. Yeah, like I don't know. I've never been to Bossa Nova. Like, is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've never
I'm
been
sure
to like.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
okay.
Fine.
I've had it like from takeout. It's good.
See, I don't like that. I need something immaculate.
It loses something in the travel.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Invite a bunch of. Also, make it affordable. You'd be the one dickhead who you want to come to this nice 3-star restaurant.
No, like that's why I love like good Persian places, because it's like even Rafi's in Glendale. Mm. It's like the best Persian food. You get like a big ass plate with like filet mignon and kubide kebabs and huge thing of rice and all the salads and sides. And it's like 30, 35 a person, 40 a person.
What about Norm's?
Norm, baby.
The most 40-year-old
destination. I got a $50 gift card for everybody, baby.
Wow.
We all eat
at
Norm's.
Oh, man. I gave him a $50 gift card to Norm's because and that's a calculated. That's an on-purpose gift. I gift people the same way like how a grandpa forgets your birthday. It's just like a gift card, not wrapped. It's loose. Just a raw gift card in your hand and a handshake. Good for you, man. You're growing up to be a strong young
man. My gift was the gift of a dad who never wanted that child. I didn't bring anything.
It's okay,
dude, your
buddy.
Presence is enough.
That's
gift,
what I
dog.
Thought. Yeah. I'm here.
You're an introvert, and you're here.
That's
what's crazy.
That's true. Yeah.
You could normally he's out there in his fucking nest, not saying nothing to nobody, playing drums.
That's right. Where I like to be.
Well, you're 37, so you're far, far from your. You have a couple years to your 40th. Do you have any plans for your 40th? It's going to be the same shit. The most nothing day ever. I'm 40. I'll do whatever I want.
I don't know.
That is because he's right. It's the last day. I didn't even think about 40.
Yeah. I might just go to Disneyland.
That's fun.
You know why I like that? Because you wear a pin and everyone has to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, I hate
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
You don't act like you want that.
I love attention.
No, you don't.
You're right. It terrified me, as you said. No, I don't that. Know. I like a nice dinner or something. I honestly would just like to be with the people I love. But also that creates stress because I'm like, well, I invite this person. Then I got to invite this person. Then I go, fuck it, I'm not inviting anybody.
Because he'll give you exactly what you wanted. He'll go, it's his birthday.
Yeah,
and then a bunch of people go, oh, it's your birthday?
Yeah.
He's 72.
Happy
no, I'll just great. Make everybody sing to you over and over again.
Yeah, the fucking Iranian one.
Or I'll just start singing. We'll be at the store.
Yeah.
If I know you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Every new group of people who is around, I'll be like, happy birthday.
Honestly, I might like that.
Yeah. Have you ever been there when we did the happy birthday, but to the tune of the national anthem?
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
He doesn't know the national anthem.
Happy birthday to you.
He's like, you went... Doesn't it go happy birthday, cha cha cha? Happy birthday, cha cha cha.
I like doing the black happy birthday to like a white girl's birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. She goes, no, it's not ours.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Did they wake you up with the mananitas when you were a kid? Ever?
A little kid. Yeah. Like,
is that
really,
the song?
Like a little kid.
That's the song?
I still don't really know the words. Estas son las mananitas que campanas, something, something.
Yeah. You do it to little kids and
I
like really,
wish
really
you
old.
A Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday from the bottom of me corazón.
And then right there, a defector.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Defector. Hector.
Hey, right there, a defector.
We call that fucking.
We take it to the Mexican border. Defector. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm on the other side.
Have you guys seen those teeter totters that are on the border?
Did you say tater tots? Sorry, that was my soul.
I said,
am I saying it wrong? Tater tots?
Thank you for making it so high.
That on the, oh, yeah, yeah, on the
that
border
shit's
wall.
Dope. It's like an art cool. installation. They put tater totters over the border so that Mexican kids and American kids can come and play together.
But Americans are so fat, it hasn't gone yet.
That might come to our advantage. I'm playing tater totter. Are you ready? And then they fucking.
The you're American now.
You gotta get the fat. Yeah. There's gotta be a weight capacity because morbidly obese saviors are be out there.
Yeah, and then you got dogs falling six stories.
It's so funny.
It's right into the arms of. I'm like, oh no.
Catch him.
It's either going to a Theo or a fucking Border Patrol agent. We're hoping for Theo.
Fuck. Catch him in a sarape.
Man, people talk a lot of shit about L.A. being all crazy and the violence and shit, but shit looks pretty fucked up in New York, too.
Mm. What's like, going on
Schultz
in New York?
Is here. Andrew Schultz murdered at the Comedy Store. Uh-huh. One of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
Super funny. Great. Fucking crushed. But one of his like local jokes he was trying to do was he was like, man, shit's crazy here in L.A., huh? Like in the crime and everything. Yeah. He's like, have you been watching TV? Like, your cops are getting attacked by fucking gangs and shit. Like,
I will say this. It's bad everywhere.
Yeah,
bad
everywhere.
For some reason, everyone has this idea that, like, everything is on fire in L.A.
Yeah.
Everyone's got guns at all times. Everything's, like, falling apart. And it's just so far from my reality.
Yeah,
every
it's
day.
Not.
Let them think that. That way they
don't
come here.
Yeah,
come. The traffic will be so much nicer if they think it's a wasteland.
God.
I like
the sex traffic.
Yeah.
Callback.
I love it when people are like, man, LA sucks. I was like, yeah, good. Don't come here.
Yeah.
Don't come here. The traffic on the fucking 101's bad enough.
Yeah.
And I need you to think it's a wasteland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just upset. It's this weird. They got this weird, like, Walking Dead, and they really believe it. Like, every people in Austin, all that, like, oh, it's crazy, though, right? And I'm like,
I mean, the thing is, it's like the tent town areas, Skid Row and different areas that have a huge tent towns. They're really gross and need to be dealt with, and they've gotten bigger, and it's gotten worse.
Don't go woke on me. As soon as they start to fix it, I'm gonna keep breaking it. I'll start the fires myself. I'll put up more tents.
But the only reason that like New York and Chicago and those places don't have those is because they have to either house their homeless.
Because winters
will kill them.
Yeah.
So they have to house their homeless, and that's why they were talking all this shit. Like the New York guy was talking all this shit about how we take care of our homeless people and blah, blah, blah. And the people on the border. And that's why the guys on the border were like, all right, we'll ship you our border homeless people.
Yeah.
And then they went to New York and they were like, oh, we don't have enough shelters.
We
to
don't
house
have
all
enough
these
trash
people.
Cans for fire.
Yeah. There's only so many trash cans.
Hey, if I was rich instead, oh, fuck, it's drizzling. If I was rich, I would not have a fireplace. I would have like a professionally made
trash can. Yeah, that would be sick.
That you could just light by turning a thing.
Yeah, that would be tight.
Sick, right? And we're lighting.
Or it's a trash can, but like it's cut out right here with like logs inside.
Yeah, that would be tight. That would be pretty cool.
You did it, dude. You moved a little bit and the rain thought you were dancing and now it's okay.
Here you go, Rain.
You did the truffle shuffle.
Nah,
and now
I've just done some questionable jokes and that's probably my manager crying. He thought, we want voiceover work, kid. What are you doing? I'm sorry. My brain wants to mess up.
Well, it's 5:59. I got to go anyway.
Hey, right. That's been Dogs of Brenton at Solo Comedy on Instagram.
At Not Hormones.
At Mostly Sorry.
At Dogs of Browntown. And we got Mo, fucking beautiful producer. Drew, shouts out to Drew.
Mo,
he's here
comedy,
in spirit.
Drew something.
Drew Daly. We love you guys.
You
later.
Go.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, here we go. Hell How long was that one? I know.